This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Corn and soybean sales came within estimates, but they are still leaning towards the lower side of the range. This is not what we want to see, with both markets trending lower already. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest export sales numbers.
870,000 tons for corn, 300,000 tons for beans. Both of those noted more towards the lower end of estimates. We were looking for 700 to 1.2 million on the corn side of things, and 300 to 650 on the soybeans. So overall, continue to be disappointed in soybean sales, but these corn sales are still doing okay. We're still kind of just plodding along, holding firm on these corn sales. So nothing to throw up any red flags or any panic situation on these corn sales just yet.
At this time of year, McBride said we need to see more sales activity from China.
We had an unknown sale for soybeans earlier this week. We also sold some corn to Mexico, old crop and new crop. So we are seeing little bits here and there, but overall, we're not seeing China's name come up very often. We did, however, see China show up on the corn side of things, as we had some unknown destination sales that got switched over to China on this week's report. But overall, it's still been kind of a little bit disappointing that we know they're going directly to Brazil for a lot of this stuff. We're not seeing them buying from us very often.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.